Hello and welcome to the 6++ Show, a podcast for your wargaming and 40k needs. Hobby talk, tactics, tournament reports, lore and much more. We have it all. Please welcome your host for the evening, Tom.
Hello, welcome ladies, gentlemen and NeuroLictors to that 6++ Show. I am your host, Tom. I am back once again with the lovely 6++ team to talk all things Warhammer 40,000. Today is a very special day. It is the results day for our favourite guessing game of meta faction strength. Pin the win rate on the faction. We all guessed how strong a bunch of armies were going to be exactly 3 months ago. And the slate times have been and gone, and now it's time to check in and see exactly how clever or not clever we are. With that in order, I'm going to open by introducing our special guest, because we're back, joined once again by the lovely Thierry of Luxembourg. Thierry, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for having me again.
Absolute pleasure to have you back, man. Been looking forward to this one. And the data slate got out of the way just in time. We had it roughly penciled in for now, so I'm relieved that it's all lined up. And what's new in your sort of 40k life?
Painting mainly. I don't want.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Painting Marines.
Okay, fantastic. And what flavor of Marines are you running?
I don't know yet. So I think Chris will love this because I play Alpha Legion, Loyalist Alpha Legion.
My man.
And so I'm not sure. So I converted a few to Space Wolves, because I do like the Space Wolves cavalry, but I did it differently because I don't like the wolves. So I did them on dinosaurs.
Very cool. That's amazing. That gets my vote. Look at that! No. That's sick.
Oh, wow.
The shield is missing.
Extremely cool.
Discontinued models
space dinosaurs. You love it.
Yeah, I was lucky to get that.
Those nice Dracoline models.
Yeah.
At least they've got a use.
Yeah, I got the characters on those, and then the cavalry are they are not here, they're downstairs somewhere. Are the Sauros cavalry, the new ones?
Yeah,
the name of them.
The Aggrodons.
Yeah, and I put the Reavers on them because the Reavers are one of the only models where the legs are not glued together, so you can move them apart a bit and put them on the dinosaurs.
Super cool. Very, very fun. Dinosaur Marines feels like a good one. That's a great time. All right. Well, I'm also joined. I often introduce him first, but today he is second. It is my dear leader, Chris. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you, Tom? You look well rested.
I'm super well rested. Yeah, I'm very well rested. I've just had so much rest lately.
Really
on it. Together and ready to present this show. So that's
the viewers might want to know that we got to watch Tom make his bed after
had a nap today. I'm very sleepy. I had a big weekend with a good friend's wedding that was very, very heavy, and then life is very busy. So I'm just not someone who deals well without sleep, as my 2-3 at Nottingham with Thousand Sons can attest that sometimes it goes very wrong. And what's new in your 40k life, Chris?
Grey Knights.
Thank you. Yes, it is Grey Knights.
Just going to acknowledge Grandmaster Chris. I like that. Yes, you can address me. Everyone can address me like that now. I've been painting the final models for my event coming up, Saffron Slam, this weekend. So I have been finishing off. I've got 5 Interceptors and a Tech Marine. And actually, you know what? The points drop has done me a favour, because I was going to have to build, buy and paint 2 more Tech Marines, and now I don't, because I've decided to run my list at the event with the new points. The old points are in the event's using the old points, but I decided to use the new points anyway because I'm trying to practice for a team event at the end of May, which will be using the new points. So I've now got a locked in excuse for if I lose. I was only playing with 1975 points. So
there you go.
Got to get those excuses in.
I believe Jack Tite is also playing with new points. So
Yeah.
No excuses.
What a bastard. What's that? I didn't enjoy his...
It works if the army got cheaper, not if it got more expensive.
Yeah, I think both these armies have taken nerfs. So to be fair to Chris and Jack, they're both playing.
We're slumming.
The other way around.
Yeah.
But yeah, well done, Jack, for calling out Harley, by the way. We all enjoyed that.
Yeah, we did enjoy that.
And Harley is raging.
Absolutely demolish Harley if you play him, Jack, please. For me.
Yeah, please
play
me home.
Keep him humble.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's actually because I had only one unit of strikes in the list and three Tech Marines, and now I've gone to two units of strikes and one Tech Marine, and it saved some moolah, and it's also saved some painting time. So yeah, that's what I have been working on.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'm also joined tonight. You know, he's got a very bright green background. It's one of our war bosses. He is a face you know and love. And actually, he got some very direct shout out from some people who finally found his new home. Didn't know where Scriver had gone after Honest Wargamer, but he is in fact here. Scriver, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Currently painting Dark Angels because apparently I have still more Dark Angels to paint. Who knew?
Always. Yeah. And what Dark Angels did you paint, John?
That's the fun one. Inner Circle Companions.
Apparently
they're not very good, and I'm going to prove everyone wrong by making them get me those 3/2s or that 2/3, and then they'll be sorry.
Yeah, you show them.
John's got the bug for faction specialism because there's been a lot of it going around on this channel lately, and he's feeling left out because he has been a Dark Angel's lifer for a long time, haven't you, John? So you're trying to reclaim it.
I flip-flop between Orcs and Dark Angels, but basically for the last 18 months I've basically played mostly Dark Angels.
Yep.
So makes some sense, right?
Do you have any content opportunities coming up that might let you play both Orcs and Dark Angels, John?
Funny you should say that. There is going to be a series called Crusade Plus Plus,
where
both factions will be intertwined in a deeper, rich narrative that will explore the possibilities of them playing against their archetypical kind of enemies, perhaps, and maybe even each other.
Hopefully, each other in the long run. Yeah, it would be good to do that. That's in the works, and you can see a Tyranids codex behind me because that's what I'm going to be doing. One of the things I'm going to be doing for this is Tyranids because I wanted to go in completely blind with something I don't understand. I think that's quite a fun thing to do with Crusade. The Night Lords will also be making an appearance to run into the Dark Angels because Night Lords and Dark Angels obviously have a lot of beef, which I didn't even know when I decided I'd play Night Lords. I hadn't even realised how much hatred there was with the Dark Angels. It's all lined up perfectly.
It then meant our whole kind of brother kind of vibe just perpetuates into factions as well, which is just going to be brilliant.
It's good. It's going to be a good time. So that should be coming to you relatively soon, but at least the sort of the kind of structure episodes, and then we'll get into shooting that a little bit later in the month. Vanguard Onslaught Tyranids seems really fun. Seems cool. Just got to try and do some.
Lenin enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see anything wrong with that if Lenin rates it. We're going to shout out some people in the chat, and then we're going to do a little bit of a police roundup because we are very good at self-promotion, possibly the best. So in the chat, we have Jack. Lovely to see you, Jack. We have Existence UK. Welcome again. We have Sam Dunn, who says, stoked to finally catch you guys live. Love the show. Sam Dunn, we love you. Welcome to the show. This is it live. It's exactly the same, but I guess live.
Better.
What are you doing, Sandon, as you watch this show? You're making some models. I'd be very interested to know what hobby you're up to recently. Do let us know in the chat so we can get a sense of who we're dealing with. Who is this mysterious Sandon? Swissley's in. Jack says he's also playing with new points in brackets. His army didn't change. Yeah, exactly the same. And the lovely Gordon, who I have been coaching with, is in the chat as well. Gordon, very lovely to have you here, buddy. I'm excited for our next practice match. So with that said, Chris, let's have some rounding up of some pluses. Is there a pluse for you to round up? Do it now.
There is so much pluse, and it is ever so round, because we have been smashing it. And you know what? I reckon there are probably people watching this video who have only just subscribed to the channel, because so many new subscribers recently. So if you are brand new, welcome to the Madhouse. It's a good time. So as always, first of all, just quickly go out full screen. Just hit that like button. Make sure this video is liked. Thank you very much. And then maybe subscribe if somehow you're watching this and haven't subscribed. We've had quite a few new members recently and coaching clients as well, so make sure you check out those membership tier lists and see all of our options, because Lewis and I actually met on Sunday and had a discussion about certain like money things, etc., and we're starting to get to that position as a channel where actually we're doing okay in terms of we're starting to earn a little bit of money, and that means we can then think about how we can invest that back into the channel, basically in terms of equipment, and we've got a few other quite interesting, exciting ideas. So all the membership stuff helps. In terms of actual content, well, we have been busy, boys. So in the where are we up to now? So we have been producing, so I can't remember if we mentioned last time, but we had State of Play with Tom talking with Innes Wilson all about Space Marines. If you have any interest in Space Marines, that is flying off the shelf, that video.
Sounds like Thierry might want to watch it.
Yeah, I watched it already.
We cover all of it.
It's so good.
Good lad.
I have around 1 hour of commute every day, and goes into podcasts. So
jobs are good. There you go.
Perfect.
Watching everything you guys do.
Nice.
Well, we like listening.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at us that often.
I have to look at the road.
that's fair enough. Because you have really busy roads. I remember for my Luxembourg fact check last time. So
no, not where I'm driving.
Stop. Ruined it. Right, anyway. Tom spoke about Drakari at Hellstorm All-Stars GT as well. So if you are interested in Drakari and you like tournament reports, that is for you. Scrivo and Ed started looking at the Custodes book. And obviously, we all know that's hit the world.
Game changer.
It's taken the world by storm. Everyone's raving about it. Scrivo and Ed, maybe not as sold, strangely. So maybe you want
to
see
They're not afraid to go against the grain.
Yeah, maybe you want to check out their controversial opinions.
Rhinos.
We've started doing more specific member-only videos. Mm-hmm. Tom's got one on Rapid Ingress. Scrivo did a short one on how to snipe those pesky characters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's available only to members, and we're going to be doing more and more of those. Mm-hmm. we had a battle report, which has just come out. So Tom used his Death Guard, the immovable Death Guard, and I gave my Harlequin, so pure Harlequin, to run out in a bite-sized battle report, which wasn't so bite-sized because he actually ran to 40 minutes. But despite...
Classic us.
but we did do a lot of talking, a lot of tactical analysis and thinking through things. And again, we don't show the dice rolls, although in this case, we do actually show a very specific dice roll.
It's just a couple of great moments, yeah.
We'll get those in. But other than that, it's very much an analysis thing. And let's see... Why don't you check out and see if Harlequins can still punch well above their weight like they used to? I have started my Grey Knight journey, and I thought, well, I've got to do it for the content, haven't I? So I've started a Grey Knight series called I Am the Hammer, and I'm going to be analysing kind of like my lists, talking through matches, practice games, tournaments, tips and tricks that I pick up. I'm going to be building on the fly, like over the series, a live matrix. So like, I'm going to event this weekend. I'll be able to fill in hopefully five different armies for my matrix. And then episode 2 will come out next week, and I'll talk through all of my games, how they went, what I learned about the matchups and how to play them, and then again show that matrix. So I'm really excited to be doing that. It's going to be like every week or every 2 weeks. And in terms of live videos, we had the balanced data slate that came out last week. So therefore, there was a impromptu live 10 p.m. stream by Tom, Jack, and Scrivo, who smashed it. I enjoyed listening to that on the podcast.
If you love Tyranids, we got really in-depth on the Tyranids changes. So I recommend if you're a Tyranids fan, maybe you're here as a result of Bugwatch, just go and watch it purely for the analysis on Tyranids.
It's deep. Yeah.
It's really so deep.
Comment about it as well.
And let us know if you'd like more Tyranid content from us as well. That's why I'm doing them in Crusade, because I've heard your cries and I will answer.
And I'm coaching two people who are both Tyranid players. So it's just being forced into learning Tyranid. but talking of Tyranids, smooth. JP was interviewed by Davey because he went unbeaten again rather a big event. And so that was a live stream, but there was like 40 live people watching, and we should probably announce
the community. They're pretty powerful now.
They are very powerful, and so powerful in fact that JP has become one of the Plus.
He has.
JP's going to be playing for us at events. Unfortunately, we can't take his tournament points that he's earned previously, so hopefully...
Yeah, it's a shame. We are petitioning to have them all added after the fact. Same with Edwards, but I don't think it's going to work.
It seems unlikely.
worth a go.
he'll be doing more and more Bugwatch stuff with Dave, and they've become quite the duo, so that's quite cute, isn't it?
Yeah. Very strong month for recruitment, you have to say.
Yeah,
good times.
And that's kind of it, really. I mean, it's not like...
It's not much, is it?
Well, that took forever, didn't it? Sorry, guys. But yeah, as always, if you're interested in ordering stuff, we've got a composite game link down below. We've looking into a couple of other affiliates at the moment as well who've been in contact with us. So we'll look out for that in the near future to see what kind of things you can, deals you can get, and discounts from there. But I think that's me fully talked out, Thomas.
Amazing. What a bunch of stuff. It's very exciting times at Blues HQ right now. So thank you to all the tons of you who are liking things, commenting, giving us loads of really useful feedback. It was really interesting asking about what different people wanted from members content. I personally was delighted to see that they just want us to get excited about factions all the time. That's what the poll says. So that's what we're going to do. That's my favorite way to live. So I think we're going to be doing more of that. And yeah, you guys giving us all this support and appreciation has got, giving us a big old motivational boost, pushing us through, and we're really enjoying making stuff right now. So thanks so much for that. Please keep on coming. Right, okay.
I can only support you guys too. I'm not biased. I'm not part of the Plus, but like, awesome stuff.
No, thank you, Thierry. Perfect. It's good. Haven't lost our bang average roots. I think that's just, although we have brought some good players in, we will remain bang average. If anything, we're going to see more bang average when we stand next to them, and that's the key. That's the perspective that offers. Sam Dunn says, went 2-1 with Grey Knights at an RTT on Sunday. Lost by 10 points to Nids. Gargoyles are sadness incarnate. Gargoyles are pretty sick.
Yeah, and my coaching client, Phil, refuses to use Gargoyles because he hates the model. So if we could all just gang up on Phil, be like, boo, oh, Phil, boo, you buy Gargoyles, Phil.
Other useful Sam Dunn fact is that they were building breaches because Custodes and Eldar weren't enough to make me the least liked player in the room. That's a good spread of armies, though. That's some interesting different angles covered there.
Breaches are only a problem if you get the breaches and a fish and make breacher fish, right? Without that, they're fine.
I believe so, yeah. Really? It might be when there's like 60 of them, but I've not played against that yet. But it's whether you go all in Montcar breaches. I think that might be a build. But need to find a Tau player to show me. So we will now move forwards. So for those of you who are uninitiated, we play a quarterly game called Pin the Win Rate on the Faction. There's lots of tier lists out there in the world, so we don't need to add to that too much, although we obviously can do tier lists at some point. If there's something you'd like, let us know. We'll sort you out. But what we do is that once a big set of changes to the game have come, i.e. a balanced data slate, we sit down, perhaps with a lovely guest like the lovely Thierry here, and we all have a go at guessing what the 3-month win rate for the factions in the game is going to be. How are they going to fare? Are they suddenly going to be soaring high? Are they going to be plummeting? Are they going to be completely in the middle with nothing exciting going on? And then we check in once we've got data, because thanks to the lovely folks at StatCheck, shout out to them, we have better data than we've ever had. So we can go back and literally check this stuff. And then we will see how accurate we were. So we were trying to guess roughly what win brackets that these factions would fall in. And obviously you get additional marks if you literally nail the win rate exactly spot on. So that's what we're doing today. And I think as we go through, we can reflect a little bit perhaps on our feelings on the power of the armies and what we've learned about them over the last few months. Have they been found out? Is there still more to come? Where do they sit? We will save our estimations on the future because obviously we'll play this game again before very long. It's going to be a logical time to start. Gordon Chung says, I love how a devilfish had the same footprint as 3 Sagittars. Yeah, devilfish is pretty big. I do love that model, actually, the devilfish tank. It's quite distinct. It's got a lovely look to it.
Timeless.
So we have got some stats. We have got all our original guesses. Chris is going to taunt us with them. That's how this works. But we're also going to have the screen up. Here it comes. Look at it. It's small now, but it will get bigger. Here it comes. Boom. Oh, right.
Do you want to stand aside?
So
oh, that's
this
nice.
Is our original guesses. So I think I can now hand over to Chris to start opening this up. Chris, take us through.
How excited are you guys? I can just tell. That the 20 people currently watching are so excited about.
As well they should be. And this is innovative and novel.
And hundreds upon hundreds, because it's probably about 1,000 people who actually watch this show, either live or in podcast form or video form. It's probably about 1,000.
Amazing. Just a casual 1,000. Yep.
All of them are just like, oh, they've probably got their own notes of what they did previously. So
yeah, we need to get people sending their guesses in, I think, at some point, and we can start doing prizes. Yeah, we'll wrap this up next time. Exactly. Something in the Discord. We'll get that sorted.
Yeah, easy. Right, anyway, so last time, the way it worked was the every person kind of picked a faction to, we just did a rotation, and we picked a faction and we guessed where they were going to come. So the options were kind of were in a 5% win bracket. So we had 40 to 45, we had 46 to 50, 51 to 55, 56 to 60, and 60% plus. Okay. And so every person made a prediction, which I made a note of on my trusty pad. And the way it's going to work is you get 1 point if you got it in the right bracket, and then you get an additional point if you got it spot on. Okay. And what I'm also going to be quite interested to see is what, if anyone can remember what they predicted. But yeah, and as we go through, we'll, I'll move the models into the correct space. So at the end of this show, we'll have a correct tier list of kind of where things actually are and not just our predictions.
I can see some that I did that I remember, and I'm looking at going.
Existence UK saying 6++ Kingdom in the chat. I assume that's our empire of listeners, and you're absolutely right. We will organise them into fiefdoms when the time is right, with Chris as the overlord, perhaps myself as a humble baron. I'm eyeing up a baron's position. I think that's about as much responsibility as I can handle, because you can still take naps when you're a baron. That's why you do it.
Yeah. I heard that.
It's very, very important. No, exactly. Once you're a duke, naps are out. That's the end of it. And Sindri Depec says Death Watch should be at 60%, because even a single win is basically 100% win rate. I'm not good at maths, but that's not that the math isn't mathing for me there. I don't fully understand that one, Sindri, but I'm with you, and I agree that their wins do mean more, much like Liverpool's when they happen. All right, let's move it along.
All right, okay, so we started off last time with Thierry, and Thierry went for his beloved GSC. Do you remember what you predicted, Thierry?
No.
Really egged up the excitement there, Thierry. What a mate. So, Thierry, you went for 45%. Do you still feel that's a good estimate?
So I didn't look at anything.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay, excellent. Right, well, Scrivo has got the important job. So, Tom, do you think 45% is a...
I think they've shown a tiny bump in the last couple of weeks, which I think is probably just a slight meta shift thing. But I would still expect them to be 40s and probably lower 40s in the full time frame. Yeah, because they've not been played; they've been very quite abandoned. Although they are one of those armies where the numbers are so small that it only takes a couple of legends to really skew things.
Okay. So, Scrivo, in the last 3 months, what has the win percentage of GSC been?
It's at 49%.
Hey, okay.
If I've got the right stats, that is. I think I have. There's a lot of numbers. It's very confusing.
So are you tracking it for the last 3 months, Scrib?
Yeah. So it's got, by default, it shows the last 3 months worth. So it's got the last two balance thingies, as far as I can see. So.
Okay.
So for those that speak French, that is nil point for Thierry. Because he was in the wrong bracket.
Oh. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Oh. Not a mile out, though. Not
yeah,
a joke.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's a decent effort. Right, okay. Then we had Scrivo, and you went Necrons, Scrivo.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you went for Necrons?
Was it 52 I went at?
Oh, it's close. 53. So you went for 53%.
I knew it was bottom end.
We'll talk about Necrons after we found out what their win percentage has been. Because obviously they've been right at the top of the meta. They've been hit pretty hard, haven't they? So... Scrivo said it was going to be 53%. What was it, Scrivo?
58.
Oh.
Same.
So I think, based on another guess made on this tier list that I can see, one of the head-to-heads has not played out like I thought it was going to play out.
Mm.
And it's Golden Boys versus Necrons. I think when we were writing this, the feeling was Custodes were going to turn up and start beating up Necrons. But then Necrons players were like, what if I teleported around with a monolith and just killed you?
Three times.
Half of them did that. And the other half didn't do that, but just didn't play Custodes that much and still kept on winning loads of games. So I think that's what's happened there, Scriv. Unlucky.
Yeah.
Couldn't see it happening. So Necrons, 58%. Will that be the highest win percentage in the last 3 months? We'll have to wait and see.
I feel like there's one more twist, but we'll see.
We do love a twist. Right, okay, I'm next. I went for Eldar.
So that's a zero for John, right?
Zero. Nil
so far, we are all losers.
We're all rubbish. Let's see.
Get a lead
Chris went borderline. So Chris went, that's me, everyone, went for Eldari, and I went 54%. Ooh. So my thinking was, you know, that the MSU build was still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Which it turns out, shock horror. So I'm very interested to see how close I was. So Scriver, I went for 54%. What is it, sir?
Close, but no cigar. It was 52%.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's the right bracket, though. That is the right bracket. That's the first point on the board.
I will take my point and run. I'm now flowing into the lead.
Right, stop the count.
as leader of the plus, that is game over. so I think 52%. Yeah, so all those of you who were losing all those games, good one. I guess they were trying weird things which weren't Eldari MSU, because if you play the Eldari, I've played games with it, and it certainly does take a lot more thought power now, and you know the amount of times you roll a one on Phantasm is quite sad. So there certainly have been some changes there, and I'm very curious to see, because we've heard differing opinions on the Eldari. Like, some people think they've been hit quite hard. I'm like, I don't really think
I think the army is good. And yeah, we got some feedback from the Data Slate reaction saying we underestimated how hard they've been hit. I don't think that's true at all. I think the thing with Eldar is that they've settled into being an army that has good and bad matchups, which I think some people can deal with and other people can't. And I think there's just some things out there they really struggle with, but there's a lot they're good at, and they're still incredibly powerful.
And Necrons are being hit, which is one of their...
Necrons being hit hurts, but the existence of Necrons full stop is what's really brought this down. And you've got to remember that the most popularly played, most powerful army in the game is their worst matchup, and they're still hitting high 50s. So they are doing just fine.
When I've played 4 or 5 games of the MSU build, and even when I've lost, I've still got units left. So if I lose 1 or 2 units from my list, then I can still...
The fundamentals are still very strong.
I can still play 17-unit army and do all the things I need to install my score my secondaries. Still got the same weaknesses. Wart Spiders are still 115. So good times, good times.
Swissly has asked, by the way, Chris, if he can be a Marquis in the Kingdom of the Plus. I mean, we can consider it.
I mean, when I look at Swissly, that is exactly what I think of. So
yeah.
You have to have a Grand Duchy too.
Yeah, and Sindri's offering a bunch of different titles as well. Thank you for those, Sindri. That's good. I say we'll get a hierarchy sketched out at some point, I'm sure.
Could be a show in itself.
Yeah. right. That is self-indulgence. Yeah, I am here for it.
Sign me up.
Hey, guys, come on, watch us as we talk about how amazing we are.
That is the subtext.
So, Tom, you went for Grey Knights.
Yeah.
Who have obviously done rather well with the Dread Knight build, so much so that the Dread Knights actually got noticed by Mighty Games Workshop and had some points changes. So did the Tech Marine. Librarian went up again. Power Armor's gone down. Land Raider Redeemer is didn't get touched at all.
Fine.
No, yeah, bizarre. Fine. They really, really want to sell that tank.
They really do. It's fair and bad.
Yeah, because they sold one after the Data Slate to me.
Mm. Yeah.
it's not going down. Yeah, I'll have one.
Yeah. So, Tom, do you remember what you went for Grey Knights?
53.
It was 53%. Well done. And...
Oh, and I was close, wasn't I, John? John's just given me a very... With this one, I was always very confident, because even when they're good, they are hard to play. So that even when they're powerful, they're not going to hit the upper-upper, but they were definitely going to be in a good spot.
So, Scrivo, what was Grey Knights?
52%. Oh, so close. I literally looked over and was like, no way. Let me just check the count.
Feeling. I had a good feeling on that one. That's all right. I'll take a point. That's okay.
Okay. Of course. Right. So at the end of round one, Thierry and Scrivo are last, joint last on zero, and Christian tied.
I think joint second, actually.
No, joint last. And joint.
You're taking first. Bart medals are in the post.
Joint first is Chris and Tom. Chris is first alphabetically, and then Tom one. Okay. Right. Are we ready for round two? Right, Thierry, you chose Chaos Space Marines next. So,
yeah, I think
I got hit.
Really off there.
So, Thierry, you went for 47% for Chaos Space Marines. Okay. They'd obviously been hit hard, really hard. We weren't sure how hard, but as so often is the case, a lot of the players who were running them have kind of jumped off and played other things, which inevitably reduces that percentage exponentially more than perhaps it would do if players are carried on playing it. So 47%, Thierry. Scrivo, what was
44.
It?
44.
Hey. Oof.
It's close.
Just up. But, dropped, yeah, bad times for the CSM. I knew we had problems when our very own Lee Churchwood went 2-3 with them. And Lee Churchwood is one of the most dangerous players I know. And if he's having those kind of results, the army is not in a good place. It's very straightforward.
I agree that the place wasn't that great, but I think also they lost a lot of good players.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's a big deal. Yeah. And they'll be back very shortly when the book comes out, you'd imagine.
But even now with the point changes.
Yeah, exactly.
I played around with the Venom Crawlers and the Predators with the Abaddon. You're just pumping out so many shots. The Halbrook went down too. So you get both, rituals.
Sorry.
Got some hoodlums in my neighborhood, guys. Remain calm.
An insight into where Tom lives.
Lovely
that's
Cambridge.
The GSC meta.
Lovely safe. Lovely. A bunch of Outland jackals are about to come in and splash mortal wounds on me. Sorry, everybody. That was very distracting, wasn't it? Thierry, do you want to continue, mate?
Amazing.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Like, there were some lists that did work, and I think you could get some decent results out of it, but so many people dropped it.
Yeah.
And wasn't it at some weekends it was below 40, like at 35% over one weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, really bad. Really, really bad.
It got nerfed too hard, and then it lost a lot of people that were trying to innovate because they jumped ship and went under.
There seemed like a lot of people were doing a lot of experimentation that required a lot of building new stuff as well, like Lee.
It was like events, Vindicators all of a sudden.
Everything was suddenly different stuff, and it was just, it's a lot of production meta behind that, so there was going to be that lag as well.
Yeah, then you have some point also to it where you go like, that's what I did. I tested a few lists, proxied some stuff, like, yeah, this could work, and then I realized, well, I have to buy 1,500 points to change it.
Yeah.
And there is a codex coming, so I'm not investing in it yet.
And I think that's smart, Thierry.
Wish I could do that.
Yeah, I wish we had your self-control.
I'm looking at my Bile Predators right now.
I mean, I bought a Lictor and some Hormigants online today, so I've, you know, we all make mistakes.
I bought the Redeemer, so I can't.
Great in every army.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, unfortunately, Thierry, that's you were so close and yet so
that's brutal, isn't it? It's when you hit, when you get the wrong side of a breath, it's really, really, really painful.
It could have been so beautiful. Anyway, talking of beautiful, Scrivo, Blood Angels.
I got this wrong, didn't I?
So, Blood Angels currently, Scrivo went for 56%. He said they were
going to
be right at the top of the meta. Obviously, Blood Angels have now just received a points drop, points rise because they've been putting up, you know, decent results and
some of the stuff is
pretty good. Our very own Connor, shout out, won his first event in Plus Colors at the weekend on RTT. Mm-hmm. Well done, boy. So Scrivo, 56% was what you aimed for. What were they?
49%.
Oh, interesting.
Take away a point because he was well off by two brackets.
He doesn't have one to take.
God's sake.
Negative one.
This is like me getting the wooden spoon with them again. God's sake.
This is definitely, they just hadn't broken through fully. You know, I think there are teams inside our army that were well known even at that time as having something, and they've definitely delivered on that. They are very good at what they do. But they haven't hit the great heights yet. And they are still quite terrain dependent to thrive, Blood Angels.
100%. Hasn't it some part to do also with being a Marine army? And then, like, a lot of... I started with Marines. So many people started with Marines. And you get, like, people having really cool armies, but that are not necessarily the best on a competitive level.
Yeah,
completely. Completely, they're one of those. Existence UK says building some Gretchen, building a Warbox in Mega Armor right now for a Crusade League. Winky face. You all know my thoughts on Crusade Leagues. It's a contradiction in terms. And you go prove it with 12 Mega Knobs, Existence UK. You go.
Don't.
Right. Okay. Where are we going next?
Right, it's me. And I'm looking at this and I'm quite sad because this one I don't think has gone very well.
Okay.
So I went for demons.
Ooh.
And I was thinking, demons have got some points drops. I think, you know, they're going to be able to get quite a few models on the board. It's going to go well. And I thought it's going to go so well that I went for 53%. I suspect it's going to be under 50.
John, what we're saying?
Well, this is actually a surprising one. It's 53% according to the stats.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Ooh. That's interesting.
Wow. Man, I'm good. I'm, in fact, better than when I know things. When I don't know things, I'm better. Interesting. That's 2 points for those following on to Chris.
Yeah, 2 points.
Tommy's gutted right now.
That is devastating, yeah. That's absolutely devastating.
I thought it was going to be like 48, 49.
I thought that was a miss, yeah. I mean, they've not actually thrived in terms of results, but I guess they are still one of those armies that has a lot of stuff and can trick its way through.
Well, I keep losing to them.
Yeah, so... Dakari hate it.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to forget that means you're winning just over half your games, right?
Yes, so exactly.
It's not taking out events, but it's still doing solidly. So,
yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
So well done, Chris. That's really good.
I'm a genius, everyone.
You are a genius. Demons just as good as Grey Knights. You heard it here first.
Absolutely. Yeah. Statistics. What are you like? So, Tom. Your next choice was Custodes.
Ah, and this is where I've shared the bet, unfortunately.
At a mighty 57% win rate.
So I think this would look more interesting if you zoomed in on their win rate over the chunk of time we've looked at, because I think they comfortably hit this for a few weeks, and then they got found out hard, and they dropped off. Where have we ended up, John?
They're at 54.
Okay. Oh, I've just dropped off the wrong bracket. There you go. Yeah. But they are, they I think probably more than most things. At one stage, it looked like, do we just have a stat jock on our hands that no one can answer? And then, nope, people can answer it. People did answer it. It helped that Custodes players literally asked one question, which is, here is all my foot guys. Can you kill them? And I do think there's been a lot more fun and interesting mixed lists actually doing pretty well with Caladius and other things more recently. And shout out to our own Aaron for some innovation with that as well. But yeah, this petered away when it got found out, and it didn't actually challenge Necrons enough in the end.
Absolutely. So there we are. At the end of round two, draw my line. Scrivo and Thierry are still fighting over the scraps of Dead Last.
Nice.
Tom is there.
We're submarining.
Tom is on his one, and Chris has launched himself into the lead on three. Can he hold on to it?
It's big. It's big. Getting an accurate score is a big deal.
It's a big deal. Anyway, so Thierry, you went for Tyranids. And what do you think you went for Tyranids?
48%.
So you actually went 50%, Thierry.
All right.
You went bang average, right down the middle. Tyranids, 50%. Scrivo, what were they?
45%.
Oh.
Damn it! I can't just miss the bracket.
Oh.
He's done it again.
Brutal. Brutal. We might need a new system. The brackets are cruel. Maybe if it's like within 2% or something, we'd do it.
No. No.
Stick to the rules, Tom.
Not today. Next time. That's fine. You let
guess better.
Oh, what happened, Thierry? Okay, so you thought, what do you think's gone wrong for the Tyranids, Thierry?
I think that, to be honest, I'm not sure. because in teams you still see them regularly
all the time
doing stuff, and then I don't understand the army well enough to understand why they failed so much in singles.
So from what I've kind of like researched and heard people talk about in team, so they've got a lot of decent matchups, but they've got a few matchups which just wipe the floor with them. So in teams you can manage that matchup, they score well into a lot of games, and the ones which you want to avoid you can just avoid and it's easily done. But obviously in singles you don't have that choice, and so you haven't got top... Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't got like the top players all running Tyranid. So you've got those faction specialists like our very own, you know, JP, and there'll be other people out there as well who are doing well and showing...
Davey Little.
Some guy, Davey, who are showing that you can do well if you put the thought and effort in and practice the matchups. But the rest of the Tyranid players are just aren't necessarily the super competitive ones, I guess, and the faction power isn't inherently there, apart from for very specific builds. And also Unending Swarm is really good, and
so good
people don't want to use that.
I think it's that age-old thing, right, that if an army's strength isn't killing power, a lot of people want to be able to just put things on the table,
completely
smash things up, so it doesn't interest them for long.
It's not for the faint-hearted, that style.
Isn't also a part of it that it was in the starter box, so a lot of players took Nids and then started with one or two starter boxes.
That's not army, a terrible show,
but it's not the it's a cool army, but it's not
starter box effect is a real thing for sure. Necrons had that last edition without doubt. Sam Dunn says brackets are the real meta tyrant. Nerf brackets. I like you, Sam Dunn. You must come to this show more often. You are great. You are good value. And I agree. Chris is a tyrant. Let's sort him out. Okay, where are we going next?
Right. Scrivo.
Oh, no.
Imperial Agents. You went for 52% thanks to our very own Sai.
Shit.
has Sai let you down?
He has been bang average. He should be on the 6++ team because he's at 50%. So he's...
You've missed the bracket again then.
Yeah, just so close. So I was like, shit, because it's so close.
You make a good team, Scriver.
Both coming up with completely valid and accurate answers, but getting done by
just shafted by the system.
This gerrymandered system locking us out of fair
results.
This is how
I play Warhammer. I lose by 2 points, but it's still losing by 2 points. Still a loss.
Entropic Tyranny says, I think saying the players aren't that good isn't fair. No one is saying the players aren't that good, to be fair. I think the starter effect is the same for Marines all the time, in that there just are a significant chunk of players who are new or picking the army up in that sense. I agree about Tyranny's weaknesses. Those are very straightforward, but they win rates wise absolutely will have a little dip off the back of that. It just is the way that it always is. Death Guard, when I started playing them, had the exact same. I was there losing games with Death Guard. I've lived that dream. It is a very real phenomenon. Okay, right, let's move along.
Okay, we're up to Chris. I don't think this one's gone very well. But then, you know.
But then you nailed the last one after saying that.
Yeah, I went Imperial Knights. I actually think I have a hunch they've done better than I predicted.
They have done all right.
They've actually done pretty well, and I gave them no chance. So that's sad times. I gave them 43% because I thought they were going to do crap. I think they're actually more like 48, 49. I'm not sure, though. Scribo, put me out of my misery.
47.
The most important thing is that he's missed, and that's is why taking joy in the failure of others is important in this game.
Jeez.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh man, that's disappointing.
Need to get back in the game here. What we got? What happened next?
Oh, sad times. Right, Tom. Drukhari.
Oh.
This is an interesting one.
This is very interesting. This is the potential to be spot on, and also you could get Neil Poirier. I'm not sure.
Exactly, that's it. I'm going to be within a couple of percent, would be my guess. Exactly. I think I went 49, did I go?
So you went for 48.
Oh, I've gone a couple down.
Okay, so.
John, what have we got?
So they're as good as Imperial Agents. They're at 50%.
But I am just in the right bracket, so there's a point there. But yeah, I say that my assessment on reading that index was we're looking at a perfectly balanced piece of work, and that's what it is. So if I beat you, you're just bad.
Or I was playing really bad orcs and playing very bad. I think you'll find.
Oh, man. Okay, that's a relief. I'd have been sad to get Drakkari wrong.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be.
But it could have been. It could easily have been 51-52.
Yeah. Good one, Drakkari plays. Good one, Rob Kimpton. Should have won more games.
that one game.
Yeah, that one game could have made all the difference. Okay, so at the end of that round, Thomas snuck a point back. He's now only one behind
still
Chris.
Still in the hunt, lads. Still in the
Thierry
hunt.
Thierry and Scrivo they're playing for turns 3, 4, and 5.
Playing for the league game.
The sustain 2 kicks in next turn for these boys. So.
But you guys are slow playing, so I'm probably not going to get those turns. So.
Damn straight. Right, we're turning over the page now.
Uh-oh.
Thierry, Death Guard. You went for 51%. Scrivo, is 51% good as a guess?
It's not. It's 49%.
No! God damn it. It's the same again.
Every
it's the same
time.
Phenomenon again.
So close. So far.
This is another one where I think initial strength faded away a little bit, didn't it? Like they are good. It's just that again, if
mid-table terror
stuff was like, oh, I have to shoot Necrons and Custodes to death, and Death Guard are like, well, if you can do that, then you can probably also shoot us to death. Like we're not that tough. So I think that was the main issue that they had.
Nice.
Unlucky.
Oh, no. Okay. Scrivo, Orcs.
No. Oh God.
You went for a rather bold 54%.
Oh, no way. What was I smoking, drinking, eating?
Was that factoring the book? Were you expecting the book to come out in that time frame? Were you covering yourself in case it did?
Maybe. I feel like we'll say yes. Like
let's that. Say let's yeah. say that he did, yeah. and we'll watch it back, and we'll make sure we know for next time.
That does feel a little exceptional.
Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. So... Yeah, I actually do have that does ring a
it
bell.
Must be that, yeah. right?
It must it rings a bell for me too. Maybe it was for another book or for the Tao.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm not just an idiot, honest.
I'm guessing it wasn't 54%.
No, it was as good as Imperial Knights. It's 47%.
There you go. As Swissy says, a meta too early, Scrivo. I think maybe they'll reach that number next time when we next run this.
I'm not so convinced now. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God. I went for guard.
Yeah.
You went for guard.
Oh, I think I've gone the wrong side of the bracket. I went.
No.
For,
what did you go for?
50%.
I think you're going to be just all right. Let's see what John says.
Chris, can you stop doing this? It's at 47, so you're in the right bracket.
Yes, he's just about done it. Just about done it.
Because it's, and God, obviously, Fireside went quite...
all the points.
Fireside went quite... they got an interesting reception when they said guards were the best army in the game. And a guard's one of those armies where if you look at like the stats of like vet players using them, they're really strong. And then this is what we spoke about last time, guard the sort of army which are even if they're broken, they still don't have a win rate that shows broken because
you've
got a lot of players who like to take all the different units for them and like they're the true guard players. So I was thinking it might be 51%, but 47, I'll take that. I'll take my point and run. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think that's a well guessed one.
Speaking of things that can't run, Votann. Tom, God. You went for Votann.
What did I put for them?
You put 50%.
I think I'm going to be in the right bracket, but only just. I think they're worse than that, but I think I'm in the right bracket. What are you saying, John?
I say
51%.
Oh, no!
I love when you're saying that. You're like, I'm going to say something else. We're going to keep adding to it. I'm like,
fucking so James Marsden.
If he hadn't have had children.
Oh, man. Outrageous.
Fine.
Oh, good on you, Votann. Oh, but you've let me down. Let me down.
Well, I'd like to think that you let Votann
down. They're in a perfectly solid, reasonable place right now, shooting away. And they do like shooting Necrons and they do like shooting Custodes, so they've not had a terrible meta to play into.
But do you think if you'd been playing them instead of Drakkari, that could have pushed up?
My boredom certainly could have
I feel you.
Okay, right. So at the end of the round, Chris has pulled out back up to the 2-point lead. Thierry and Scrivo starting to run out of time.
Story of my life, man.
But you're about to save the day because Thierry, you went for generic Marines, you madman.
Oh, I think he's picked well there, though, hasn't he?
And yeah, you've gone for 45% for generic Marines.
Oh, no.
It's got to be 46 now.
What is it, Scrivo?
It's 42%.
He's done it. He's done it. He's off the mark, boys.
He's got a point.
The comeback starts
fuck's
now.
Fuck's sake. Now I have to leave. That's how it works. Whoever wins becomes captain, and whoever gets scores the lowest has to leave. It's like Big Brother, right?
Yeah, we are brutal like that. Yeah, meritocracy over here.
Okay, so, yeah, Marine.
Well done, Thierry.
I mean, that's... What did you say it was, Scrivo?
42%.
Oh, next time we play this game, I'm absolutely always going straight for firstborn Marines and slapping them in the low 40s as just a bank, as a banker at the start. That's a great shout.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we're not. I suppose that classic new army, want to play with my toys type thing. And
yeah. And if you are playing them in comp, you're specialising, usually, and then the win rates are different, right?
Yeah, exactly that. Right, Scrivo, time for your first point.
Oh, shut up.
Tau.
Oh.
You went for 51% for Tau.
Oh, he's going to be right on the line. Here we go.
What was it?
No, done
it?
Not quite. It was 53, but...
Oh, hey, right bracket, well done.
Right bracket, well done. 1 point to Scrivo. Good.
Tau have had a funny old meta where they've just been pretty good, really.
Yeah.
Like, no, they've not excelled, but they have been pretty consistently good.
Yeah. That's interesting. Anyway, Chris, I went for AdMech. Mm. I went for 43%.
I think they're better than that.
Maybe.
So I think the three players that are currently playing them are better than that. It's actually 46%.
Oh, yeah. It's the wrong bracket. Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny and Malik. Well done.
Oh, you bastards. Yeah. 46, really? What are my players moaning about? 46.
I wish my win rate was 46. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Losers. Right.
Actually,
anyway.
It's actually 47, but it's fine. Shut up. I hate the Goonhammer app tells me these things.
Oh yeah, don't look at that stuff. You'll drive yourself bonkers. It's not worth it. Oh, right. What next?
Okay, well, that's not good. People are starting to close the gap. Maybe Tom could equalize here now.
Okay.
This could be making it all square. Tom, you chose Thousand Sons.
And I am concerned because where have I put them?
You went for 49%.
They've had a very good time in the last few weeks, and it's just how much of an impact that's had.
I don't think over 50.
People didn't give him a prayer. It will surely be over 50, though. Where are we at, John?
55 Kapow points.
Wow.
Very good. Yeah. They've spiked hard. They don't have a big player base, and they've come back really strong in the last few weeks. So that'll do it. Yeah. Well done, Thousand Sons.
So thanks.
Please don't make me take them to ITT. I don't want to.
Don't they give migraines? That's what I hear.
Oh dear. Okay. My win rate with Thousand Suns is way lower than that, just so everyone knows.
Right. Space Wolves, Thierry. Oh. You went for 51% on Space Wolves. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We've got Paul James, our very own Dark Angels mate, who has actually moved on to Space Wars.
Yeah. I'm playing them too now.
So Thunderwolf.
It's very cool, the Thunderwolf list. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 51% Scrivo. What are we thinking?
I think Thierry may have just got 2 points.
Oh! Yes! Yes! Hero.
Oh, dear.
That is bosh, 51%.
Well done, Thierry. Thierry's marine knowledge is putting him straight back on the map here.
Yeah. Thierry's race to 3 points.
That's huge.
I have no idea what me and Tom were on. I'm just going. Thierry, you're keeping actual score.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, cool. I'm fine. Good. Thierry, what a hero.
That's added some serious spice to the final rounds here.
That's what we like. We're on the penultimate round at the moment. Oh, I got missed out. What?
No.
No. No, just no, no, no. I'm looking here and I've written our names down. I never got a go in this round.
Gutted.
Oh, probably for the best.
That's bullshit. Okay, well, there's going to be a judge's inquiry here.
That makes up for you pulling demons out your ass for no reason.
foresight. Grey Knight foresight. Anyway, Scrivo.
Yeah.
World Eaters. 48%, yeah. Sir.
Oh, my
that,
days.
That feels pretty good, right?
Close, but no cigar. It's 47, man.
Oh,
still the right bracket, though.
Yeah.
That is a point. Well done. He knows he needs more at this stage.
I'm desperate for them.
Oh, so 40. Okay. Yeah, World Eaters are in an interesting place, aren't they? They're still quite good.
Yeah.
But
very honest.
They've got the standard issues that are Pure Combat Army has, which is that unless they're unbelievably amazing, they're not going to be able to make up for certain weaknesses.
Yeah.
And then we've got Chris, who didn't get a go. So
he's going to win this with one round down.
You're
going to be insufferable.
I genuinely am. right. So now we're going to Tom. Sisters of Battle.
Oh no. I won't have nailed this either.
48% from Tom.
Yeah, I've lowballed a couple of the real big hitters.
Oh man.
Let's see it.
Well, you won't see it, but you'll hear it. It's 55.
Oh. Huge. Well done, Sisters. So Sisters and Thousand Sons both absolutely smashing it. I've been too negative this time. That's interesting.
Oh, 50. That's big from the Sisters. I mean, they've received from Nurse. Jack Tite is so confident that the Nurse aren't an issue. He's actually
I think they're still really good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Jack might be able to let us know in the chat how many points his list has changed by, but it feels like not really enough in the hands of a good player when you've got Vic who's just won a super major with them. Jack Tite just said, "Don't worry, Tom, I'm sure my 90% win rate over 60 games hasn't hurt your score at all." So it's Jack
Tite. That's really, really humble of you, Jack. Thanks for doing that in the chat. That's really,
he's
really
so humble, he's doing donuts really outside your window for you.
So Jack Tite and Vic have just screwed you over there, Tom. Probably should start some beef with them.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Or more beef. More beef.
Okay, so Tom gets nil. Chris
I've really dropped off here, boys. I've had about three blanks. Not good.
Scrivo had one and Thierry had two. So we now go into the final round.
Wow, it's big.
Do we want to share the scores on doors or should we just leave it?
Let's have some jeopardy. Where are we at? What are the stakes?
Where are we at?
So
Thierry.
Tom is at two. Chris is at four. I'm at three. Scrivo is at two.
I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose this now.
I can't win, but I can't lose, really.
Amazing.
Honest.
Okay, right. Thierry. Dark Angels. This could be for the win.
This could be for the win.
This is epic.
50% for Dark Angels.
It'd be great if Dark Angels won something.
Oof.
My heart.
They didn't do that bad, but not because of Dark Angels. Someone putting Ezra and Iron Storm.
Yeah.
And a Dark Shroud. Don't forget the Dark Shroud.
Yeah,
it's integral.
Dark Shroud.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
He's talking about you.
So, I might miss the bracket there.
Hopefully. So 50% is the goal for Dark Angels.
What's he showing, John?
46%.
Oh, he's in the right bracket. He's got a point. It's a big point.
That's a decider, I think, maybe.
So you go up to 4 points. You're now tied with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is exciting.
No, I don't like this.
I hope audience at home is enjoying this as much as I am. right, so Thierry is currently joint lead. Scrivo, you're on 2 points. So if you get this bang on,
you can beat me, Scriv, which is big.
You'd go joint top as well, Scrivo.
It doesn't happen often, Tom. Let's be honest. Not anymore.
Scrivo, you went for Chaos Knights.
This is a gettable one.
And you went for 50%.
It's 48%.
Oh,
so close. I still scored
a point, though. It's a point. I'm now fighting for the spoon.
That puts you tied with Tom.
Oh,
happens often.
Oh, I wonder what the tiebreaker should be. Maybe the people that were out by two points.
Jerry's got it as a head because I've only guessed.
Tom has two.
Oh, you're on two.
I only got Grey Knights and Drakari, then I've whiffed on three. Yeah.
Okay, well,
so he can be ahead here. I'll be the mug.
So, Tom.
I'll take my win.
To save you, Tom, you've led into Death Watch.
Okay. Sure. Sure. And I put them in the bottom, didn't I?
You did. You put them at 42%. So if you get this bang on, your top joint top.
John, what's happened?
42%.
43%.
Bam, 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 bam. It's been a tale of near misses for me this season, and we will go. We'll come back stronger next year. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Oh. I have at least drawn with John, so I'll take that.
Okay. Oh, so, it's a 10-10, Tom. I'll take it.
10-10.
Oh, no. I've just suddenly seen my final guess.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
what was
shit.
The faction?
What is it?
It's Black Templars.
Oh, no.
Nice. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, this is... Oh, what was I thinking?
Why did you say 20%?
No. Oh, my God. This is genuinely embarrassing. I went... it's because we didn't have the thing. Right. Black Templars, I don't think I've got any points here, boys. I went for 58%.
Oh, that's not impossible. No, that's not impossible.
It's so impossible. It's 53%.
Hey!
Love it. Love it.
Black Templars, I don't know what. I thought hardly anyone would play them and they'd be broken, apparently. Madness.
Your missing guess isn't Harlequins, is it, Chris? Because I can see some Harlequins on there.
Yeah, that was just there and we never chose them.
Yeah, because we just did them as Eldari.
Yeah, that was just the initial one.
Because I'd made just all other things and we didn't.
So there we are. So, I mean, so Thierry finishes on...
Four. With you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
And then Scribo and Tom have three.
Not bad, chat.
Amazing,
bang
guys.
Average.
Hard fought. You can hear the disappointment in Chris's voice. He's absolutely crushed.
I'm fucking fuming.
Thierry, you've done very well to come back into that after a very tough start.
Submarini.
You said it. You said you were doing
it.
You
did. Well, I mean, I
got all my points in the last three guesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Just played it. Yeah. You timed it to perfection. Well done, sir.
My assessment is that the only sensible way to resolve this evident frustration with Chris with his draw with Thierry is for Thierry to come back and do this again at some point in the future. I think that would be nice. If you can spare the time, Thierry. It's a fun model. I'm really enjoying it.
And yeah,
give Chris another shot at getting his
maybe
wins.
I'll get the equal amount of goes as everyone else next time. I get it, guys. You know, you got to
maybe you clocked out.
Maybe that is quite likely.
Yeah. Hard fought. Thanks, Death Watch, for reliably being rubbish. We might need to do a different way of assigning them because I think we'll start getting too good at picking the low hanging fruit. I think we randomly draw it next time, so it's harder for people to kind of game their way with it.
Yeah, wheel spin sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Okay. Wonderful. So that is pin the winner out on the faction. So the big surprise is really we had a few stronger outliers. Necrons dominated everyone in the end. Custodes didn't quite make it. Thousand Sons and Sisters both did a lot better than expected. And Demons, despite not being a sort of event winner, have done nonetheless very solidly and have got a bunch of good games under their belt. Sam Dunn has a good idea, which is if Chris can guess Harlequins right now, he wins.
I was thinking this, but is there actually a Harlequin stat?
John, look now.
Under Eldari, it says just Battle Host for me.
Yeah,
because they'll be under Battle
Harlequins
Host.
Harlequins aren't a specific faction,
so they don't have their data tracked anymore. Yeah. That's a shame.
I can tell you for free, it's 0% for me personally.
Spoilers,
but go watch that battle report.
Excellent. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much for bearing with us, guys. Right, so what we will do now is take it to just a few podcast questions and then we will call it a day for tonight. Thank you very much for listening. Reminder to hit that like and subscribe button. Do leave us a comment. If there are any changes you'd like to see to pin the win rate, if you've got any ideas for how we might do it differently in future, let us know. And do leave us that feedback. We appreciate it very much. Remember, you can sign up to be a YouTube member and support us on there. Thank you so much, everybody who's signed up so far. far, it's really helping us out, making it a lot easier for us to plan ahead and start working things out to deliver even more excellent content. So if you're able to spare that, helps us massively. Thanks so much. And you can leave us a question in the chat as well. Don't worry about just the Discord. If you have any questions you want answered right this second, you can do it. And a reminder that if you put a super chat in, we will buy Chris a hat to the value of that super chat, which he will wear on the show. No one's taking us up on this. Don't know why. It's such a good offer. It's a big game-changing offer, and I will continue to make it until we eventually have a hat for the captain.
One day, someone.
The Duke, will. Indeed. So, going over to the Discord to draw out some podcast questions, and the first one is from Hannibal, who says, which did you find more surprising in the points changes, Wraiths staying the same or Land Raider Redeemer staying the same? What do we reckon, guys?
Land Raider Redeemer.
That was a surprise.
I think how they approach the Wraiths one, I think, is an interesting way, because obviously the thing that makes the Wraiths obnoxious is the Technomancer, and they did put that quite hard. Hard to an extent, so much so was it like up 25 or something?
Yeah, so,
like,
if you're running the three bricks, you've got
75 points, right? That does hurt that, along with all the other things. So I think that's an interesting change. I think that's one which I look forward to seeing, because rather than just going bam Technomancer, bam Wraiths, actually maybe it works, but not to touch the Land Raider Redeemer when you've got all the top comp players who are going, oh, this thing is potentially worth being spammed. I mean, I guess the argument is those lists then didn't win.
Yeah,
Manny and Vic didn't win with the three of them, but I still think it's a pretty obnoxious list.
I agree with the Land Raider that it's obnoxious, but if you look at if you play like 18 Wraith, they got up like, what, 75 points?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you drop a unit and you still have those three bricks. I've seen games where none of the units died completely.
Yeah. Considering how Canoptech wins, I think, oh no, you lost one utility unit. No. They don't give a shit. That's not what wins them the game. They win the game because they body the
I don't know rate. How much did Josh Roberts's like list go up? Did someone say like 105 points or something?
Something in that region, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know what that...
Can switch some things around. I think the, I don't know the name of the Mansus, but the ones that are in the Immortals, if you take one out, you get a lot of points back.
I think Canoptic is still really good.
Yeah. It killed, from what I've seen, it killed the Apidauni detachment, the
Hypercrypt,
but the other ones, I
think, yeah, Hypercrypt too, as hard a nerf, really, has Canoptic. Yeah. And it's kind of that
18 Wraith, and
yeah, as annoying as Hypercrypt is to play against, I'd rather play against Hypercrypt all day long than Canoptic Corp. So that was a surprise. And Jack Tite says, I'd honestly just give the Redeemer Titanic so it can't Overwatch. I don't hate it being a good Overwatch piece. I like, you know, big flaming Land Raider running to the middle of the board, centerpiece, stuff inside it. I think that's really fun. I just think it should be priced, right? It should be priced accordingly. It is a good vehicle.
If you compare it to, was it 260? If you compare it to like the Land Raider Banisher of the Grey Knights, which is 255, and it's just like, There's not 5 points difference between those two units.
You have seen almost nobody attempt to run any other Land Raider that can take a Redeemer, right? Yeah. So
the laser cannon Land Raider is also slower for some reason?
Yes, I think so. And the Land Raider Redeemer has the grenades keyword. I don't think all the other ones do, but I'm not sure.
The Crusader and the Redeemer do, because they've physically got them modeled on the front. I think the Grey Knight's threat would have been their Redeemer should have been pointed differently, perhaps, as well, because if that had been a success, it would have been that style of Redeemer rather than the others, because they're trying to avoid punishing different builds, right? So Firestorm wouldn't exist if it didn't have that one of the many transports it can actually utilize with flamers. Amazing. So perhaps they're trying to consider those sorts of things. I'm not saying it's right, but it feels like they're trying not to just knee-jerk something to make it unplayable, perhaps.
Yeah. Wishlist for the CSM book, let them take the Land Raider Redeemer as well. Go on. Why not?
No, it's not a heresy pattern, mate.
Maybe they've nicked one, though. You know, you leave this stuff lying around, someone's going to shimmy off with it. Sure. Okay, next question is from Sai. Lovely Sai. Now that we've had a few days to mull over the MFM, what are everybody's predictions for typical factions for teams in this meta? Looking at you, mate, ITT. Captain, what's the five for ITT looking like? A generic five.
Well, Imperial Agents.
Yeah.
No. Well, we're.
So don't tell them what ours is, because ours is no indicator of what's going on.
In an ideal world, you're going to take some sort of marine list, aren't you? I think you just have to. What is the best one out of the points? I genuinely don't know, because I don't really pay much attention to
it. I think Iron Storm.
It's still Iron Storm, yeah.
Okay, the Black Templars one got hit a bit, but the Dark Angel one didn't change at all.
Yeah.
You lose a unit of scouts in Black Templars. That's not the end of the world.
That's nothing.
So you're taking Iron Storm Marines.
Both psychic boys.
What, Grey Knights and Thousand Psychic?
I think so.
Cheeky. Sisters of Battle. As long as you've got a good Sisters player, mm-hmm. I think they're good. And then Necrons.
Either Necrons or Orcs, I would say. Yeah. I think you're taking one of those. You're taking a stat check. Primary bodying build, and it's just whether you go Mega Knobs or whether you go Canoptic, I guess, would be how I would see it. I still think Canoptic's really good.
You could go for two of them.
Yeah.
It would be hard to counter both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So it might be that of that set, you slightly mix up which ones you go for.
You could go Unending Swarm.
Five-man, you still have the option to go like heavy skew.
You do.
The five armies could be in some direction. I mean, you technically could play five tank armies and they might not be able to counter it.
Yeah, completely.
100%. Especially if you went five heavy shooting armies on UKTC.
Yeah.
Like, what are the five shootiest armies out there? Okay, well, you've got Iron Storm, probably all mech Grey Knights. That's quite good because it still also plays the mission really well.
I just realised we've not even put Guard in. A Guard still in?
Guard.
Maybe Guard are still in.
I think so.
Yeah,
even just straightforward shooting like tanks.
Because again, their points are okay. I think they can wear their points because they gave them a bunch of cheaper stuff to supplement the rises, and some of the stuff they made got cheaper was already turning up in lists recently. Yeah. You know, Rough Riders and Scions, things like that. Yeah, they've got real options guard now. And again, they love UKTC. They've just loved it for like 2 years now.
So basically, we don't know. Is the answer
that's,
to that one.
That's actually
probably
right. That's
Drakari, right. Demons, Stormlance, and something else. You know, something
some mad. Some mad could see that.
That sounds
that's
like
the
an alpha
beauty on it. Like, the meta is a bit weird for singles, but for teams, it's just
it's very
so
it's
good.
Good
because yeah, so it's, many it's armies spicy. Are viable.
Yeah, it's a spicy place right now.
Definitely. With only five teams as well. Like, there are so many good builds. It'll be really interesting to see.
Yeah.
We're going down slightly different. Vibe. So we'll let you guys know how that goes.
We're vibing. People doing what they like and seeing what happens. You've heard this one before. You know how it ends. Okay, mm-hmm. So then we have SD who asked, with the old world now being covered by 6++, yes, do go and hit like and subscribe on Ed's Old World +++ adventure on the YouTubes. You'll make him very happy. He's very excited about Old World.
He's nearly 100 subs.
He's been to an event.
He has, yeah.
And he had a great time. And he met Rob from The Honest Wargamer and shook his hand whilst getting a trophy from him. And you can find out exactly about how that trophy was won by going watching his video.
Nice.
And yeah, get him to 1,000 subs in however long, because then he'll be super smug and he'll say it's all down to him. And we as people who have helped him to get there will do what we always do, which is sigh and let him have it. okay, so are there any other specialist games you're considering coverage or series around? Interesting.
Well, obviously there's new Sigmar coming out.
There will be.
And I think some people might be interested in Sigmar.
I've got a name for that one.
Yeah, we have a working title name. Is it Sigmar +++?
It was actually gonna be I'm an AOS main.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
But you know, I allow it.
Yeah. I'm an AOS main +++.
In terms of things I would actually like to do. I'd love to do Lord of the Rings sometime.
Yes.
I just love to do Lord of the Rings.
We've got to do it. We have to do it.
Just tell me when. The Isengard are waiting. My Uruk-hai.
And then two games I've not played, but I would also... Oh, there's... You just start going down the rabbit hole, don't you? I have interest in Legion. I have the models for Legion. And Blood Bowl as well. I have the box game. I've just never actually played it or anything like that. And we've for those of you who've followed the channel for a while, you know of Jeff and Ken, our sports analysts who analyze events every so often. And I think it would be quite fun to do like a Blood Bowl game, but do it like with sports commentators as a thing. And I think that would just be fun. These are things obviously kind of, I mean, we're barely managing to get as much stuff out as we can at the moment. Like, I think
I'm napping in the middle of the day, guys. It's not good, but we're having a great time.
Some of us are working really hard. No, the team is working really, really hard at the moment. And we're, I mean, it's not, I mean, I can speak for myself when I say like all of my spare time basically at the moment is like either painting, editing, or filming. And I know many other people are like that. And so that sort of thing is more of a pipe dream. You know, well, the goal is for us potentially.
For the specialist games, it does smell like a weekend challenge, like campaign and or league, or something where we just dive into one of these.
Have a fun weekend.
For a weekend, have a silly weekend, make some content and coverage around it. That feels like a quicker way into one of these in the future that we can realistically manage. So maybe we'll put that up for a vote at some point. We can pencil out a weekend, be like, right, we're going to get stuck into one of these and report back, and we'll let you guys decide. Long term, I do want to do some kill team as coverage because I won a kill team tournament.
All right, Tom.
When you fancy grenade beating kill team tournament
in the final, it's fine.
I'm still waiting for them to re-release Battlefield Gothic.
Oh, that would be so good.
If
as
they
well
do that, I will be so quickly ordering that and then never actually playing it.
It'll
so
be on the shelf.
Yeah, 100%. And Swissy says Necromunda. So I think we've got to do one. We've got to do one of these towards the end of the year. AOS will definitely just work in because there's a bunch of us that have AOS armies. I think that'd be easy enough to do a little bit of stuff about. And I know Ed Watts is very keen on that. But I think some of the proper specialist games, let's just get people to decide, pick one, and we'll do like a fun weekend at some point when we find some time.
Perfect. Nice. Well, thanks for helping us plan our content, guys. But in all seriousness, actually, let us know. Like in these, So we did a poll recently, like what would make you guys become a member, right? Because just as market research and gave some options like live streams, battle reports. You just don't ever want to be a member. But actually, the most popular thing was faction specialism. So we're taking that on board, right? So I'm doing the Grey Knight video. Scrivo's got the Dark Angels. Tom will, I'm sure, concoct something, probably has stuff already in his head. I know there's a few things.
There's a long war brewing.
On our notes. So, yeah, we're trying to take everything you want on board. So please do leave comments where you say, oh, it'd be great if you could do that because, you know, we're here for you guys. Basically, 100%. We enjoy making the content. So what we might as well make the content that you guys kind of want to.
And you know that there's nothing like the idea that it's your job to go and buy some new toys and play a new game. That has got me so far in the last couple of years. Oh, I have to go and do this because it's for the channel. It's not just me treating myself. This is
the channel.
Work.
And at some point, I'll make that money back.
Give us some more work that we need to do.
Me and
we'll go and do it.
Our first ever series on the channel, we've done battle reports. When Lee and I did a From Grey to Greatness series where Lee started Demons, I think that might have been when he started.
It was Slaanesh Demons. I've watched
Slaanesh
that.
Demons.
That was before I was
and
18.
I started my Edmech.
Yeah.
And we did like episodes on how we is like collecting and building up our armies and painting them and stuff. That was one of our first series. So we just love spending money, guys. Yeah. So if you become members, you'll help us to spend more money to do more content.
It's a virtuous cycle, guys. Get involved. Yeah. We also have a question from I Like Korean Girls. Good to have you here. I Like Korean Girls. Very nice to hear from you. And the question is, do you think in the next slate there will be a significant enough change to large Chaos Knights that people will bring them?
No.
It's a shame. It is a shame.
It's too risky, right? Like, think about the metas we've had where large knights have been good. The last 3 years, it's been miserable. No one likes it. And I think Games Workshop are just aware of that. Yeah. And if we're in a situation, the rules don't really allow it, I don't think. Like, just the way the game works with secondaries and all that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know Chaos Knights well enough that maybe one and dogs could be all right.
The Rampage is quite cheap in Chaos Knights, right? It's not expensive. It can combo quite nicely. I played against one that was played to a very high standard. at Hellstorm, where you can use the run through a wall on it. It can have this upgrade to advance and charge once per game. At some point, you just have to time it and just send a rampager in amongst everything else, and it works. But
it kills one thing,
and then it kills one thing.
Problem. And then if your opponent has enough king power, then it's
it eats 10 inky bites to the face.
You see similar with lances, right? People take it, and it's great if it gets in.
But that is knights in general. Sorry, Thierry, you go.
It's not balanceable. The knights, for me, is a problem that you'll end up either with the big knights being too strong, and then people are just not having fun.
Yeah.
Or you end up with the knights player not having fun.
Yeah. Completely.
Or less fun.
Which is what we want. So
yeah, they should join us Stomper players in the place of Misery, man.
Yeah, and I think it's Big Knights and Planes are all just tacitly
they just don't work.
On the naughty step, where frankly, it's okay. I don't mind them being there. Yeah. I think that's okay. I would like to see one or two Big Knights function in a list. There have been times when certain things have worked. The era of the Megara springs to mind. That worked. That was a good time. And that was in a relatively balanced point in the game at that point. So it can be done, but they haven't figured it out yet. And they're probably less to a lesser extent Chaos Knights, but Imperial Knights just need a whole new book and rule set from what they don't really.
And more options.
Yeah, exactly that. Might well be that introducing like little squires and foot lads so that you can have a bit of a medley of support stuff in there. Maybe a little repair transport. So, I don't know. There's all sorts of stuff you could do with that, where you can kind of make the overall sort of support of knights be part of the army and make them a bit more interesting, have a bit more going on, which would also shore up their weaknesses in game. So that'd be interesting. Cool. All right. Well, that is us done, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Thierry, thank you so much for coming on. It has been
absolutely
an absolute pleasure. If your game to do more Pin the Win Rate in future, it's been lovely having you. So we'll definitely do it because Chris has got unfinished business. You can see it in his eyes. He's like, I will destroy you next time. I'll get you. I cannot believe I
can't. Oh, sorry. We'll get revenge when we beat Luxembourg in our scrim.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So to all listening out there, thank you so much. Do hit like and subscribe. It's a real pleasure to have you involved. And we will see you all again next time out. Be well. Bye-bye.